Remember Tomorrow. It's Iron Maiden from the first Iron Maiden release. And today we're looking back on Iron Maiden's career, at least getting started anyway. And it all began April 14th, 1980. That's when the first Iron Maiden album was released. And the band lineup at that time was Paul Di'Anno on vocals, Steve Harris on bass, Dennis Stratton on guitar, Dave Murray on guitar, and Clive Burr on drums. This is episode 64 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and as I say, we're going to look back on the career of Iron Maiden this week and next, because Iron Maiden did have 16, or has had, I should say, they're still an ongoing band, has had 16 studio releases. And it's been kind of interesting for me getting ready for this podcast, because I went back and listened to a lot of Iron Maiden music, of course, leading up to this. But a couple of their albums that I hadn't listened to in a long time, Killers being one of them, just reminded me of just how great a band they really are. So it's been a lot of fun going back and listening to some Iron Maiden material that I hadn't listened to in a long time. And that first tune there, Remember Tomorrow, was one of the ones that somebody suggested on my Facebook page, and I thought it was a good choice. Running Free, of course, is a song I love off that album, but I have played that already when we did the episode on the new wave of British heavy metal, so I thought we'd go with Remember Tomorrow this time. All right, we're going to keep it going right now with some more Iron Maiden, of course. And speaking of Killers, this tune is called Murders in the Rue Morgue. Yeah. Murders in the Rue Morgue from Killers. That album came out February 2nd, 1981, and that album saw the introduction of Adrian Smith. He took Dennis Stratton's place on guitar. So Dennis Stratton in the band just for one record, Adrian Smith coming in on the Killers record, and then they moved on to album number 3, where we saw some more changes in the band's lineup. In 1982, they released The Number of the Beast, and this one saw a new vocalist this time, as Bruce Dickinson replaced Paul Di'Anno on lead vocals. So check this one out from The Number of the Beast, released March 22nd, 1982. This is The Prisoner.
We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number 2.
Who is number 1?
You are number 6.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
We'll be right back.
The Prisoner, new vocalist at that time, Bruce Dickinson taking Paul Di'Anno's place. So that's the world's introduction to Bruce Dickinson. And the Number of the Beast became one of Iron Maiden's largest selling records. I think as of 2010, I think it is, it sold about 6 million copies. I'm sure it's much higher than that by now, because that album definitely is a classic Iron Maiden release. And then the next album, the follow-up to The Number of the Beast, was called Peace of Mind, and that saw another change in Iron Maiden's lineup. This time, it's a new drummer. Clive Burr is out of the band, and Nico McBrain, who used to play with Pat Travers, is in the band. This is a tune called Flight of Icarus. With Iron Maiden. That's from their May 16th, 1983 release, Peace of Mind. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. This is episode 64 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. And today we are looking back on the career of Iron Maiden. And of course, we'll be continuing that next week. 16 studio albums from one band. Got to split it into two episodes. All right, we're going to keep things rolling now with the follow-up to Peace of Mind. That was an album called Power Slave. And so many good tunes on these records, it's so hard to pick one. But this song, I just used to play it a lot on my old radio show on WVBX. So this song's always on my mind when I think of this album. So I've got to play it. It's called 2 Minutes to Midnight. Minutes to Midnight from Power Slave. That one came out on September 3rd, 1984. We're going to keep the rock and roll rolling with Iron Maiden right now with something they released in 1986. That was the follow-up to Power Slave. That album was called Somewhere in Time, and this is Stranger in a Strange Land.
We'll be right back.
Stranger in a Strange Land from Somewhere in Time, which was released September 29th, 1986. And now we're starting to have some consistency in the lineup of the band, because in 83, Nico McBrain came in, and up to that point, we kept having at least somebody changing out in the band. But then the lineup that started with that record, with Peace of Mind, continued with Power Slave, continued with Somewhere in Time, and we got another studio album without any personnel changes as well. The next one was Seventh Son of a Seventh Son, and this is a tune called The Evil That Men Do. We'll be right back. Men Do from Seventh Son of a Seventh Son, which was released on April 11th, 1988. And that would be the last 80s record from the band Iron Maiden, who started out in 1980, because the follow-up to that one came out in 1990. And we'll get right into that in just a moment, but that is going to have to be our last song for this episode. So I hope you've been enjoying this look back at Iron Maiden's career. Join me for part two next Sunday. We'll have the latter half of their career, which saw some more changes in the band, actually. But it's all good. Iron Maiden is still great, no matter how you cut it. So anyway, we'll have we got through the first half here, the first eight albums, and we'll pick up with the remaining eight albums next Sunday. Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, you can drop me a line, ralph@radiobypass.com. You can comment on my Facebook page, Radio Bypass. And I just hope you keep enjoying rocking out with me here. All right, I'm running out of time. Here's the last Iron Maiden for today. 1990 saw changes in the band again. That consistency that we enjoyed for a couple albums up through Seventh Son of a Seventh Son changed in 1990 when Adrian Smith left the band and Yannick Gers took his place. And I'm never quite sure I'm pronouncing Yannick's name right, but I think that is how it's pronounced. At least I think that's how I used to hear Ian Gillan say it when he was in Ian Gillan's band. But anyway, he came in for their 1990 record, taking Adrian Smith's place, and they put out a record on October 1st, 1990, called No Prayer for the Dying. So this is the song I'm leaving you with. This is called Holy Smoke. Have a great week, everybody.